Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Also, shouting out to the coast and the Yukon, Grady Deaton here, excited as always, Coffee at KYUK. I've got my coffee in hand in my John Active coffee mug, which I enjoy because I love the logo and I love the reminiscence here of what a bright smile. Anyway, having my coffee and, as always, as I said, excited to be here, but also honored, as I mentioned yesterday, because I am really aware of how important the next piece of information I'm going to share with you is. Earl Samuelson was in the sky the day before yesterday evening, and then yesterday after the show, he gave me a call. We got him on the air, we recorded, and gave him a little time to check in with Earl Samuelson, who's our man in the sky here in the Delta, to talk about some river conditions.
Good morning. This is Earl Samuelson down in the Pusquet, part of the Bethel Search and Rescue and the Pusquet Search and Rescue. We did an aerial overview last night from the Pusquet all the way up by Bethel and towards Queensland. And what we noticed around the Cuesta Clock area, right around Queensland and above there, it was opened. And it looks like it just deteriorated and melted out on that section of the river. However, the upper Cuesta Clock was still solid above Wasley's Camp there in that Teaseralic area. Above that area towards Akiak, there's still white ice in there. And then towards Akichuk. Downstream from there, from Queensook, down to Church Slough was open. And just like it just rotted out. It's accumulated right there by the Gleek River. A lot of open water around Gleek and into Gleek, just melting out. Still intact from Gleek down towards Strait Slough and around towards the bend towards Bethel. Strait Slough is rotting out. As we predicted early, that Strait Slough was weak all spring here, and it's opening now and rotting. Down in front of Bethel is dark ice, intact towards the Pusquet. However, in front of the Pusquet, we can see some ice cracks starting to develop between Oscarville and the Pusquet. We can see some leads that are starting to open up. And the areas that were kind of late open in the freeze up time now are starting to open. Above the Sipnet area on the channel side is opening and rotting out on that section of the channel, which is the main channel. And then down towards Oscarville, we noticed below Oscarville was dark ice, and also some leads starting to develop below Oscarville. Still intact in front of the Pusquet, however, it's starting to rot on the channel. In the channel ice where the current is strong, very weak ice, and we can see current starting to develop right above the Pusquet. It did look more whiter down below the Pusquet, which is to me typically it's a little thicker down that way and takes a little more time to rot out. We flew a couple days ago out to the west, and we noticed that Johnson River looked really weak, dark ice. That water that was reported to open by the Napichuk is getting, it's also deteriorated. I hear they're using their boats over there too at the Napichuk, but not very far. Probably a mile now from the airport downstream towards the cutoff. The Kasigluk is open. And the Kuisla guys, I hear they're using their boats up in that area too. And also the Aniak guys going up in that Aniak River. So I think that's all I got for today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. When do you think we should check back with you? Will we hear from you in a couple of days?
That would be a couple more days. What I did notice in the last time we checked the river, it was on Saturday, upriver, and in the 3 days, I was really surprised how open that river opened up, and it just rotted out really quick.
Who was with you on the flight?
The last 3 days, I had my son. My son with me.
Your son.
So, in the 3 more days, we could probably see a lot of activity right around the Bethel area and above. You know, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see something down here next few days, just looking at the leads.
Well, thank you.
I did notice the water levels are still low during the day, and then we do get an evening tide, which is a little higher, and the water levels upriver are still low, probably below average. So,
well, thank you for your time, and thank you for reaching out and touching base with us. I hope you'll do the same in a couple of days.
Okie dokie. We did take some aerial photos, and we sent them over to Mike over at the Bethel Search and Rescue website or Facebook page. So.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
So you want to check out Search and Rescue Facebook page for any of those aerial photographs that Earl mentioned. And, of course, we'll be checking back with Earl later. And, you know, not mean later today, but later in the week and next week as the conditions develop up and down the Kuskokwim and, indeed, on the other rivers in our wider geography. It does not escape me how important this kind of information is, but it also does not escape me how important your feedback is. If you hear a particular one of our citizen correspondents and you want to hear more from them, be the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. Send us an email, coffee@kyuk, say, I want to hear more Earl Samuelson. I want to hear more from Stony River. I want to hear more from Yukon. I want to hear more from the coast. You know, whatever it is you need to hear and want to be... have your finger to the pulse of, send me an email, coffee@kyuk.org or grady@kyuk.org, and I'll make it so. I mean, that's the story. I'm sticking to it. I'm going to play a brief song for you, and then I'm going to arrange that second guest I have for today. I haven't told you that's my secret, but I do have a guest coming in to talk about an event next week. And in the meantime, we're going to check in with Bill Kiefer. This is a kind of a quaint little tune about coffee and his love for coffee. That's going to buy me about 3 minutes to get that guest on the call. So stay tuned to Coffee@KYUK right here on 640 AM. Here's Bill Kiefer.
I love coffee, and coffee loves me. Whether I have it black or light, it's a delight, you see. Early in the morning is when I like my coffee a lot. Relaxing in the sunshine, I'll drink more than just one pot. For me, I like it black with a little sweet and very, very hot. I have a special ceramic coffee cup. Sipping coffee with my sweetheart means quite a lot. Arabica coffee beans has a great taste. Robusta coffee beans, best known as Canephora, has very little waste. Mellow and rich are the Kona coffee beans. Oh my! Dark, French, Mexican, or espresso. The great taste doesn't lie. Guatemalan, Mexican, Sumatran, blends may be the very best. Gathering with loved ones at the coffee shop, just kick back and rest. Brewing coffee at home or pulling in a drive-through coffee hut. Kitchen table, Starbucks, espresso bar, just drinking great coffee gets you out of your daily rut. On the eighth day, God created coffee so that people like me could enjoy those other 7 days, maintaining my sanity. If heaven has a flavor, it would be coffee, you know. Also as Java or another cup of Joe. Should I kill myself or pull in at Starbucks drive-thru? Coffee is not a beverage. It's a moment of pleasure for me and you. Two kinds of conversation needed for a marriage or just tweet. Coffee talk, pillow talk. They both should be warm and sweet. I love coffee, and coffee loves me. Whether I have it black or light, it's a delight, you see. Early in the morning is when I like my coffee a lot. Relaxing in the sunshine, I'll drink more than just one pot. For me, I like it black with a little sweet and very, very hot. I have a special ceramic coffee cup. Sipping coffee with my sweetheart means quite a lot.
What means a lot to me is each of these mornings with you, our listeners. And I, you know, in the intro outro, we like to say that sometimes light, sometimes serious. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. And indeed, as we talk about the status of the river and about community events, and we have people come in and out of the studio and indeed on the phones, we really can feel that pulse of the community. It does not escape me both how serious and how lighthearted this time we spend together is. I'm excited about this next guest, too. Kimberly Jung, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Grady. Thank you for having me.
I pulled the punch because you know, as we were speaking yesterday before arranging to be on today, you know that I had I only recognized your name vaguely, and so I didn't have the knowledge, you know, the existing acquaintance of you, and I'm sure that many of my listeners probably already know who you are. So, without any further ado, for those of us who don't know you, tell us who you are, where you're from, who your folks are, and then you can segue into what we're talking about today.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Waka araya ro na pariya kharamiungunga. I'm a little bit dakariok to speak in Yupik, but I'm trying. So my name is Kimberly Jung, and I'm originally from Napakiak, and I've lived in Bethel for many years. My parents, as many of you know, were Henry and Gladys Jung, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of you remember them. So anyway, I'm here today to talk about some exciting events that I'm going to be bringing to Bethel through my work next week. I work for the Alzheimer Resource of Alaska, and I work out of the Wasilla office. Actually, I just moved up here from Anchorage, but I've been with the agency for 7 years. I'm really excited to come home, for one thing, and then I'm also excited to bring some important information to the people of Bethel and, you know, surrounding villages, if you're in town, whoever would like to attend these. So I'm going to tell you about those.
Mm.
Is it okay for me to start?
No, that's exactly. No, that's exactly. Okay. You're just answering the question I was going to ask, so go ahead.
Oh, okay.
So when are they? Where are they?
Okay. All right. So I'll be there. My first classes are going to be on Wednesday, April 17th, and these are all going to be held at the YK Elder Home. And I know all of you know where that is. So on the Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway, I probably don't have to say that.
Let's step anyway. Back. What are the events? There's the three or two events?
I have two that day.
Mm-hmm.
So the events that I have are, the first one is the Dementia Care Workshop. This is from 8 to 12:30 p.m. And this one is kind of a foundation of knowledge about dementia. It's a really good class or training for anyone who's caring for someone with dementia, as well as professionals. So we talk about communication techniques, we talk about activities planning, which is really important in dementia care, and especially how to, you know, help someone. Communication and behavior are really some of the most, areas that we have a lot of difficulty with, care partners of people with dementia. And so I'm going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so just a lot of different things. It sort of gives you a foundation of just the fundamentals of dementia.
If I have a loved one who is who might be exhibiting some signs, but we haven't had that opportunity or conversation, or we haven't sought the assistance of a professional caregiver yet, what would be some resources for them?
I'm going to be there for 3 days, and there's going to be several classes and things. I'm going to talk about the next one in just a minute.
Go ahead,
So the first one, the workshop, is just sort of like a fundamental. It sort of hits everything. It sort of goes, it's like an overview of everything, you know, in dementia care. And so that's, it's for family caregivers. It's for professionals in the field, you know, working with people who have dementia, for nurses, so just for everyone. And you can call Carol Eichert is the contact for all of these offerings I'm going to be giving, and her phone number is 543-6780. you can call her to, you know, ask how to sign up for the dementia care workshop. Wednesday, April 17th, I'm going to be giving a talk on specifically zeroing in on communication in stages of dementia. You'll learn some tips that can make communication clearer, reduce frustration, and improve the quality of life for both you and the person that you're caring for if you attend this one. And this one is from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Thursday, April 18th, called the Virtual Dementia Tour. And for this one, folks really need to sign up ahead of time and call Carol Eichert at 543-6780. So this one is an opportunity for folks to have an up-close, hands-on experience that provides them a little insight into what it's like for a person with dementia to get through the day.
Tell me a little bit about that. Is it a virtual reality thing?
Yes, it is. It's a virtual, and I can't tell you too much about it, but I know that, you know, because I want people to come in and experience it. But you will really, it's very impactful. It really gives you an idea of how it is to, you know, a little bit of an experience to walk in the shoes of someone with dementia, just for a few minutes, and it gives you a better sense of what they're going through. It may even change the way that, you know, you practice your care with someone with dementia.
Spectacular opportunity. Continue.
Yeah, and so sign up is required for this, so please call Carol and come. I'd love to see you. Anyone. This is open to anyone. And this one is, appointments are available from 9 a.m. They start at 9 a.m. and go till 3 p.m. So that's the Virtual Dementia Tour.
Great.
Friday, that's April 19th. There's a couple other opportunities here for education. So the first one is memory screening. I'm going to have a memory screening event from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. So memory screenings are great for people who just want to know, you know, like, oh, gosh, I'm forgetful. I don't know, you know, is this dementia? Is it not dementia? And it's an opportunity to come in and have a conversation with me. These are provided one-on-one. And I'm, you know, we talk about brain health. You do get a screening. This is not diagnostic. I'm not, you know, a medical professional, so I don't diagnose or anything like that. But it's a screening, and you get, you know, results from that screening. And then we discuss those, and we talk about, you know, how you can help, you know, maintain your brain and things like that. You know, what things are important in that.
5 minutes, 10 minutes?
That one, the screening events is from 8 to 12, but each I sit with a person for half an hour. 20 minutes or half an hour, something like that. So, you know, depending on what questions they have.
Right, right.
The screening is very short, but then the conversation might be a little longer.
Anything else the 19th?
Yes, there's one more presentation that's focusing in on behaviors that challenge us from 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m., and this one is really focusing on the behaviors, which is, you know, what often really challenges caregivers and you know, people with dementia too, because they're trying to communicate, and it takes different forms sometimes, you know, because a person with dementia, you know, may not have verbal ways to communicate or things like that, so they might, you know, withdraw or act angry or things like that. So this provides some understanding and, you know, helps people who are caring for someone with dementia to learn how to rethink, you know, behaviors and think of them as communication, and then to know how to strategize, you know, what to do, how to respond appropriately.
Tell me about the kickoff on the 17th. What time is that caregiving for dementia? I know that you have the communication thing at 2:30 to 4, but I lost track of the time on that first event.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the dementia care workshop is from 8 to 12:30 p.m.
All right. And that kicks off a lot of stuff. You have that 8 to 12:30, that dementia caregiving event, and then the communication focus 2:30 to 4 that same day. That's the 17th. Then on the 18th, there's that, I'm going to call it virtual reality. It's not. It's a compassion exercise that's technology aided. And people can sign up for that by calling 543-6780 and talking to Carol. I believe her name is Eichert. The schedule for that is 9 to 3 p.m. Slots probably, I imagine you have 4 or 8 slots per hour or something like that, depending how long it takes. So there's going to be a limited number of those. So if you're interested in experiencing that compassion exercise, get in on that early again, 543-6780. And keep on correcting me, Kimberly, jump in if I'm wrong. On the 19th, from 8 to noon, there's memory screenings. You don't have to call to, you can just show up at the Elder Center for that. And then at 2:30 to 4, your final event is behaviors and recognizing behaviors as communication. Did I get it all?
Yes, that's correct. And I'm also going to be bringing some information about grants through our organization, actually through the Mental Health Trust Authority, for people, specifically for people with dementia. And so I'm going to be bringing some information on that. And I get a hold of me. You can call this number, 543-6780, or come to the Elder Home. I'll pretty much be hanging out there for those 3 days, April 17th, 18th, and 19th. And if you're interested in those grants that are up to $2,500 per fiscal year for someone that is diagnosed with dementia, please come and see me, because I have applications for those, and this can be used for, you know, for items for quality of life. It can be used for boots, for coats, for blankets, for anything for the person with dementia that would increase, you know, help them to have a better quality of life, or for safety, anything like that. So please come and see me about that, or call Carol, because I will have those applications.
You know, we had a lot to talk about, so we didn't get a chance to ask any of my stock questions. So you got off the hook. You don't got to tell me what berry you would be if you were a berry. You don't got to tell me who has the best agudic either, because I don't have time for that. But
I know who has the best agudic.
Oh, go ahead. Who?
Get it in there short. My sister-in-law, Alice Jung.
Okay, here's the story. When you're in town, if you want to drop in for coffee during that week, and it sounds like you're busy, but touch base with me via email. Maybe drop in again, and maybe we'll get a little bit of a less informational, more how are you type interview, because it's
okay.
That too. And I got to cut it short because I'm running out of time. It just leaves me time to remind people that they can contact 543-6780. And I do have one final question. Is there any place where the details of all this are online?
That's a great question. I believe it's going to be on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And also Carol has hung up flyers all over town, like in the stores and different places. She has told me she's...
Are you a member of the group It's Going On in Bethel?
Yes, and I will put something on there.
There you go. That's the commitment that I just made for you. Sorry.
Yes.
But that'll be where you can find out all those details we talked about. And, of course, any questions can be directed to 543-6780. Leaves me just one thing left to say, and that's to everyone, don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.